Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Leslie.
I'm Tessie.
And we are sisters-in-law. We started this podcast because we believe that it isn't the female celebrity necessarily making waves in this world. It's the moms that are tending to their toddlers while advocating for social change or nursing their baby while creating breathtaking art. We invite you to this conversation because we're talking about you. Lest you've forgotten this about yourself, you are rocking the cradle and throwing together peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and you're driving your minivan around town, and you're loving your neighbors and your friends. And you may not always believe this to be true, but you have the power to make this world a better place. We believe it to our core. You're a ferocious mama bear inside, and that tender way that you love on your kids, it's the same energy with which you can spread sunshine in your neighborhood, in your community, in the world, in both really big and really small ways. On Mondays, we interview incredible women who, at the end of the day, again, are just like you. But on Wednesdays, we switch things up a little bit and we just talk to each other. We do mini episodes about the things that are really just on our minds. So today, we have some fun stuff to discuss. First, we will be talking about a book that I finished recently that was fantastic and a little provocative. It's called, and you're gonna have to use your imagination a little bit, listener, because we want to keep this PG, right?
Well, it's actually because you just don't like saying this word.
That is true also. I'm a little bit of, I don't know what that's called. I'm a very proper person, but
you're so mature.
Thank you. So the book we'll be discussing is called The Life-Changing Magic of Not Giving an F. It's written by Sarah Knight. And we'll talk about that and the ways that that has resonated in our lives. We'll also reveal some secret reconnaissance that we've been doing. That's right. We've been spying on you. So stick around for a new segment that we're calling We See You. Or We See You, where we just share some observations about modern motherhood in the trenches.
Yes.
We read it. We loved it. Let's discuss. So this book by Sarah Knight. The full title is The Life-Changing Magic of Not Giving an F, How to Stop Spending Time You Don't Have with People You Don't Like Doing Things You Don't Want to Do. Provocative, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think the subtitle really seals the deal on that. Title.
I love it. And it's like this teeny tiny book and like with such a huge title, you know? But it's billed as a practical parody, and the author says that she decided to write this book. Obviously, you hear the comparison of the life-changing magic of tidying up. It's a parody of that book by Marie Kondo. So the author, Sarah Knight, said that she wrote this book because she kept seeing her friends and her family, specifically her husband, and noticed it in herself that these people, they're all saying yes to things that they didn't really want to do. Or they were spending their energy fighting for things that, at the end of the day, didn't really matter. And this is so many of us. I think the book resonated with me because I do this all the time. I say yes to things that maybe aren't really true to my core, or at least just things that I don't necessarily want to spend time on. And then I get really bent out of shape about having committed to those things or that sort of thing. So I knew that I needed to read this book as sort of a helpful kind of self-improvement kind of practice.
Right.
Whether we're trying to please someone or we're trying to protect or like even amplify our reputation or because we just don't know how to say no, I think at one point or another, and it happens often to me, we fall victim just to this inability really to live an authentic life simply because we forget that we're the ones steering the ship and that we can say no to things and that we can prioritize things. We can prioritize are F's, basically, is what she's saying.
Well, and you said that this book was a parody on the life-changing magic of tidying up. We did a podcast with Jenny Barnes about that book. We'll link to that in the show notes as well, obviously. And the life-changing magic of tidying up really talks about tidying up in the physical sense, right? Like what you can do with your closets, with your pictures, all of that.
Right.
This book came on the radar and we were like, oh, it's talking about like the metaphorical, like the emotional and spiritual tidying up. And so we loved that idea. I mean, I think you said that the author even talks about tidying up your F drawer, which, I mean, based on the day, is a tiny little drawer or maybe a larger drawer or based on the month, whatever. But I loved that idea and just the act of mental decluttering.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. She does. She talks about that. I related to her a lot in that the fact that she says she's a born F giver, you know, like she wants to give Fs all over the place, but you know, getting older, you realize that you simply don't have the capacity to give so many Fs. And so in order to kind of declutter mentally, you really have to be intentional about figuring out what your Fs are. Like, what do you really care about and what are you willing to spend those Fs on? I've given too many Fs for a really long time. And, you know, I think it's important that she does talk about, you know, not being rude by decluttering your F drawer. You know, she's not advocating for that at all. But she definitely talks about recognizing what you give an F about.
Yes.
You know, and just prioritizing those and stop giving so many away.
Yeah. I often wonder if this is uniquely female, mm-hmm. that our F drawer is so cluttered. Because my husband gives no Fs and doesn't feel at all bad about that. Like, people know him to know to not ask certain things. They know what his F drawer contains, right? And I just think as women, we don't have those boundaries. Good on them. Yes. That's what today's podcast is about. Mm-hmm. Like, there's encouraging women to do that as well. Because mm-hmm. you can do that. He's not a jerk about it.
Right.
People just know where his Fs lie and where they do not.
Right.
And I think that's pretty incredible. Because I see how it affects people like us, who are born people pleasers, mm-hmm. our kids. We have mm-hmm. some born people pleasers in our kids, too. And so what does it look like to declutter our F drawer for our kids? Like, mm-hmm. what can they learn by witnessing us do this? But a lot of this takes internal work, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
Of just trying to figure out who we really are, not who our culture wants us to be, or who, like, the outside influences, you know, how they kind of taint our true nature. So, you know, I think I say this on every podcast, but let's get practical. Because I don't want to just talk about stuff all the time and not give practical tips, especially when we're talking about a book that did give practical tips,
right?
Yes,
it is a practical book, for sure. Yeah, she talks about really listing, practically speaking, mm-hmm. listing the things that you do and don't give enough about.
Right.
And so I think, you know, one thing she asks you to do and what we're really asking listeners to do right now is just to clear some time to think about these things. Mm-hmm. So even if you just need to turn the podcast off, you know, and like take 10 minutes on your commute or whatever.
And then turn the podcast back on.
Well, of course. Once you figured everything out. But just take the time to just examine, like, what do I really care about? Like, what do I actually give an F about? And, you know, you can do this thinking about, like, what activities do you like to do? What styles do you like and not like? You know, I mean, there's a gamut of things that we sometimes don't even realize we're spending way too much time giving our Fs to when really we don't actually care about those things.
Right, right.
So I'll tell you a few things that I discovered when I sat down and was like, okay, I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to make a list.
Okay.
One thing that much of our culture, many of our guests, I'm sorry, guests, lots of people, including you, tell me I need to be a morning person. I'm like, I need to get up in the morning.
We don't tell you you need to. We just talk about how amazing it is.
Yeah, and I'm just not there, right? So in this season of my life, like, I'm going to try again to, like, switch my clock, But I am a night owl, mm-hmm. and I am not a morning person, and I need to stop beating myself up about that. Be like, I can get things done late into the night and then get up when my kids get up. I love the idea of waking up early, but it doesn't work for me.
I noticed that this morning. Like, I was awake, and you still had the covers over your head. I'm like, how does she do it? How does she do it?
The sun was streaming in.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, so you give no Fs about not being a morning person.
I don't.
I like it. Okay.
I also don't give an F about sports, really, like college sports or professional sports, like football right now. We're in the football season. Yeah. And, like, you know, I just don't care.
Real quick, I think our listeners will know this because we're coming off recording the 4 podcasts in Chicago, and we interviewed a woman who blogs about Chicago living, and I don't know if you'll remember this, but you tried to...
sports trivia. I was like, I got sports trivia, but I was so wrong.
In a really adorable way, you were so wrong. So it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear you give no Fs about sports.
And then just a silly one, like, okay. I don't care about those Facebook notifications that, like, go on and on and on and then say, like, if you agree with this, copy and paste, and so all your friends can see. And, like, it takes time to read those things, and so if I see you going there, like, I don't really care, and I'm not going to finish the post. So that's going to, you know, really, like, free up some time to move on to my Instagram or something like that.
Yes.
So these are things, you know, that aren't just a laundry list of annoyances, but really, like, when you're thinking in terms of budgeting your Fs, like, cleaning out that drawer and then deciding what you give an F about and what you don't give an F about, by not being a morning person or not caring so much about, like, gosh, I'm not going to wake up at 5, I'm the worst, you know, I can instead stay up late, scroll through Apartment Therapy if I want, read late if I want, and I have time, and I've given myself the permission to do that, and my life's going to be more enjoyable.
Yeah.
When I'm not so wrapped up in, like, college sports or, like, scores and things like that, then honestly, I have more time, for instance, on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon to explore issues that I actually care about. Or I just, you know, I have that time back, basically.
Right.
And when I don't do those Facebook long posts and reposts, like, I can just sit and stare out the window for, like, 3 seconds, which can actually be really recharging, you know, or move on to something else.
On, like, the outside, though, looking in, I just love that you're like, because I don't give an F about this, I can stare into space.
I know.
That is awesome, and I love it. I was actually just thinking about that when you said, like, what do I not give an F about? And you and I have talked about this, right? Because as a people pleaser, and listeners, you will have experienced this as well, there are a lot of really amazing women promoting their side hustles on Facebook. Yep. Like, you're getting these messages too. Like, buy my mascara, buy my oils, buy my this, buy my face products. Because I've been open about my acne struggle, I get them almost on the daily. People saying, like, try this, I'm selling this. And I love you guys, and I think your side hustle is awesome. We're going to go into this on a podcast. Like, I love the spirit behind it, but I don't give any F's about doing it just to please you.
Right, and you can't, because you would feel if you bought something from everyone, you would soon run out of money and have a lot of products.
Yes, my children wouldn't be able to eat.
Yeah, I mean, so you have to be able, and that's tricky with friends.
Yes, like, it's
you
tricky.
Have to be able to say no, because you don't give an F, you know, I mean, you wouldn't say it like that about that product. But then you also have to release that so that you don't worry about, like, making me feel bad.
And that's what, like, listeners, if you're like that and you feel overwhelmed by it, I just made it a blanket statement. I don't do that.
Right. Like, you put it in your F budget.
I put it in my F budget, and then I've released it. And I say, every time they write something, I'm like, I'm so proud of you for finding something you're passionate about. Good luck. I don't buy that stuff. So it's, like, totally freed me up to be able to celebrate what they're doing, but not have to give an F about what it means for my either actual budget or my F budget.
Right.
Part of the trick of this is what the author Sarah calls the not sorry method. Much like Beyonce says, I ain't sorry.
Right.
Same. The KonMari method, you know, it's similar to that too. It's swift, it's concise, mm-hmm. easy peasy. She writes, step one, you have to decide.
Right.
What you don't give an F about. Right. Like you said, stare out the window, put a pause on the podcast, decide what it is.
Right.
Step two, then you just have to not actually give an F about that, right? That's two different and hard steps, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So how do you turn these feelings off? I feel like it's not that easy.
Right.
It's like a muscle you have to exercise, right? How do you do that?
Oh, for sure. I think that's a really good point. Those are very different things. And just like anything else, I think it takes time and practice. So when I'm free to not engage in like college sports, for instance, on a Monday morning at work, I have to not only practice that response of just like, oh, I didn't actually watch the game,
yeah.
you know, and that can yeah. come with some anxiety of just like, oh my gosh, is this going to be the conversation ender?
Right.
Like, I've not ever built a relationship on college sports. So I don't think it's going to be
I'm
like
shocked by this news.
But it's sort of, you know, it's just that, like, I love you. I love that you had an awesome time watching the game. Like, I actually was doing something else, but we can still have a great conversation.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
rather than being like, oh, yeah, I heard it was a great game, or, you know, like, you can just sort of shift the conversation into a different place. And I just think it's a matter of taking, you know, the first time you say no to a sale of a friend,
yeah, right.
like, it's uncomfortable,
yeah.
but you just do it over and over again,
yeah.
and you're just like, yeah, this is kind of my, this is what I do, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, just practice. I think it just, you recognize and then you do it. I think, too, it comes with this realization that people aren't really thinking about you all that often. Like, the fact that you're not buying the latest mascara,
right.
like, for a second, someone
yeah.
might be disappointed, and then
right.
they're, like, done. Or, like,
yes.
no one really cares what I thought of the game.
Like, right.
No one's like,
right.
oh, I wonder what Leslie thinks of this.
You know,
like, people really, we think people are
yeah.
thinking about us all the time.
Yeah.
But I think that can be a really freeing realization to realize just people don't really care. They're
yeah.
not spending their apps on you
no.
more than
exactly.
likely.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Which is great. I mean, that is... It, like you said, it frees you if you can remember that. It's
mm-hmm.
hard to remember that, but it
mm-hmm.
frees you. I also like that the book talks about basically declaring personal policies. We've talked about this in the podcast where we discussed Jen Hatmaker's
mm-hmm.
post. Just figuring out your hard nose, essentially, where you draw the line in the sand. And it's all about conservation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Conservation of the F's, because... Then once you know it, you can avoid those hurt feelings. You don't
right.
need to be a jerk about it. And when you say something like, no, I just don't like trivia nights.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, even the people who love trivia nights will be like, okay, I get that.
Right.
It's not personal. You don't like this thing.
Exactly.
But you still love me.
Exactly.
Yep.
It might be a little quirky. Like, you might even feel like, yeah, I don't like potlucks. I love potlucks. I'm just using this as an example for some reason. But like, oh, okay, so I won't call her for the
yeah.
next potluck, and I still love her.
Right. For trivia nights, do you say, when you're like, no, I don't do trivia nights,
yeah, that
do,
is
you,
a hard
do you
no.
say, do you say, like, and tell your friends?
Yeah. Basically, trumpet this. From the heavens, she doesn't do a turn. No, I can easily say no to that. Usually they're for a cause, so I can still give money
yep.
to the cause, but
yep.
I don't have to show up and do 3 hours of trivia night. Some people love trivia night. I'm not one of those people.
Yeah,
you know?
And we've talked before, like, embrace the weird.
Mm-hmm.
You're quirky. You don't
mm-hmm.
like trivia nights. Weirdo who doesn't like potlucks. I don't know who you are, but that's weird.
We have a brother-in-law who only does a shot of tequila every 10 years. Otherwise,
yes,
he will not
touch
tequila, which
yeah.
that's weird. And
weird.
That is a hard
But
no.
it's also his personal policy.
And it's amazing. Like, we
yeah.
know, like, oh, he's not going to drink that margarita because he only drinks tequila once every 10 years. And I love the guy for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because people will start being like, oh, man, did you hear Leslie won't do trivia nights? Is she just not the cutest? Because it does become part of...
Like, this weird persona.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's absolutely fine. I think this can be... great for mama bears in a more general way too. I mean, that's pretty specific, right? That it, like, this can be great because you can, you know not to offer him tequila unless it's, you know, the decade, right? That's pretty specific.
We started a new decade. We will toast this new decade.
But, like, again, in a more general way, this is really great and freeing, too. So I just love the idea of making a list of what, in general, we as mama bears can decide we don't give an F about. Mm-hmm. Like, none given, okay?
Yes.
And this list isn't meant to offend. It's only meant to be like, I think I can speak on behalf of all mother bears.
You said it!
Listeners, sometimes we say mother bears and it's weird.
And we usually edit it out.
I think we should keep it. You guys should know.
That, and it makes us laugh hysterically. Yeah. And we say it then in an accent. And we're like, oh, what is the mother bear?
So mother bears.
You said it.
Usually Leslie does because she's very proper, very mature. Just doesn't like saying mama. I must have just been hanging out with you for so long this weekend.
Mother bears.
So mother bears. Can we all agree that we don't care if your kid is potty trained?
We don't give an F.
We can give no Fs if your kid's potty trained. We don't care how it's going. Unless I specifically ask you what worked for you potty training. Mm-hmm. I just don't care about your kid's BMs.
Well, that's the thing, too, is, like, I think that can release pressure then.
Yep.
Because if everyone in the world, if you think everyone expects your kid to be potty trained at a certain age, then that can be really hard, right? Like, it can be crippling. But if you embrace the stance of, like, I don't care when your kid is potty trained, you don't care when my kid's potty trained, like, let's just figure all this out.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just talk about what book you're reading instead of that, right? The other one, I was thinking, we have an amazing interview with this woman.
I know what you're going to say.
You do? Mm-hmm. Okay. We have an incredible interview. She started this prenatal fit in Chicago. And she talks about how she, one of the reasons she did it was she wanted to empower women and know how strong they were because the message that we get told when we're pregnant by doctors is like, just get the drugs or have a C-section or whatever. And it got me thinking, I loved her message. She was so incredible. She's starting this revolution. But on the daily, I don't care if you've gotten drugs when you were pregnant.
Absolutely.
I don't care if you had a C-section. You have a baby. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
End of the story.
Hundo.
Hundo mother bears.
Hundo mother bears. That's right. So I totally agree. And like, we shouldn't feel judged if we got an epidural.
Yeah.
Or if we signed an early release study so that everyone, like, so that you joined a study so that everyone could get epidurals at 3 cents. Like, no F's given. Like, we don't care about those things.
I feel like you're talking a person. Actually, I know you're talking about a personal.
It's true.
Story. But you guys, that's the point, right? Is just that, like, we don't care about that because that was unique to you, and we celebrate the fact that you did it. You had a baby.
That's right.
Congratulations. The details don't matter.
Yeah, I mean, we want to hear your birth story.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But if
that's
it ends
different.
In C-section, if it ends in natural birth, if it ends in epidural, whatever. You
yeah,
had
it
a
doesn't
baby.
Matter.
We're
you
so
have a baby.
Excited.
Yes, yes. So, Mama Bears, that's what we're talking about here, right? Like, we want to hear it. We want to hear what your experience was in all of that. But no judgment.
No judgment.
Judgment-free zone.
Absolutely. So I love that. I love a mama bear F budget, basically, is what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and I think then on the flip side of that budget, like, we do, as a podcast, endorse things like taking care of ourselves and nurturing ourselves. We do give an F about
that.
Yes. You know? I feel like we should care more about, you know, if our children are being fed.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, you guys, so this isn't about not caring about the details of what makes a mama bear who she is, right? This is not that. This is about honoring what makes them uniquely cool, but also honoring what makes you uniquely you. So, like, if you give an F, give that F away and do it joyfully. But if you don't, honor what's uniquely you and let it go.
Absolutely. It go. So it is a great book. It's funny, it's thought-provoking, For me, it was really freeing. Mm-hmm. So we'll link it on the show notes. And I don't know, just encourage our readers to really spend those F's in life honoring ways.
Love it.
All right. All right, now we move into the section called We See You.
Which, when you pitched it to me, I heard it like, we see you. We see you, Mama Bear. And you just went straight creep.
Like, we see you, Mama. No. So don't be spooked. We really aren't stalkers. I like Tessie's interpretation of that probably better. But let's celebrate one another in this new segment that we're going to try. Tessie and I will be sharing our observations really about 21st century motherhood. Mm-hmm. It's a study. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are anthropologists right now. We know that it's easy to forget that at the end of the day, we've done a really good job of being moms to our tinies. And I feel like we all could use a reminder in ways that you and I, that we're killing it. There's lots of celebration to be had.
And these women aren't necessarily on the podcast mm-hmm. as guests yet.
Right, they could be.
They could be. Absolutely. Doesn't mean that they're still not doing really incredible ways. So who are you stalking?
What's going on? So I met this mom at a PTA meeting. She's brand new in town, and she showed up at PTA.
Did you meet her when you were on stage with your microphone and PowerPoint?
With my headset? No. Okay. That came later.
Okay.
But I was just like, man, that's awesome. Like, she's got boxes at home. She literally just moved to town. She has three kids. Her husband has a really long commute, but she showed up.
That is
crazy. I was so impressed. I feel like we need to celebrate that.
Yeah, I agree. One of the things I saw from a mama bear mm-hmm. and previous guest of the show, Jenny Pekin, she's having her first art show.
Yeah.
She went with you to Tanzania mm-hmm. and took some incredible, incredible
absolutely
pictures.
Stunning. Yeah.
So she's hosting a gallery event. She'll hang her art on the wall in a studio downtown Davenport. She's putting price tags on her work, on her pieces. Her kids will see her living her life and her joy and her passion out loud. I see you, Jenny Pekin, and I am so impressed by that.
Yes, so proud. Tessie, I got to hold a brand new baby. Like, less than 24 hours old. My beautiful good friend Amy had a new baby girl. She did it. She carried this baby for 9 months. She paid attention to her body when it was ready to birth, and she did it.
I don't give an F about how she did it, necessarily.
No, absolutely not.
I'm just proud of her for doing it.
She brought new life into this world.
That's so amazing. We see you. Mm-hmm. We see you. I was at our orchards in Michigan. All the fresh fruit and veg you could possibly want. And I saw a mom of two young babes coming out. She had her bag of fresh stuff, a homemade pie, looked delicious. She was sweating, and she was clearly just over it all. You've been there. Mm-hmm. We've all
been
there. How old
are her kids, would you say?
Her kids were toddlers. You know, okay, one was, hopefully. Yeah. I would say the youngest was maybe 18 months. Oh. Oldest was like 3, 4, something like mm-hmm. that. We've been there. We've been there. So she finally was able to stuff her kids in the car seats, like mm-hmm. put her bag in the car. When she was getting her kids in the car seat, like, her butt crack was showing, which we've all been there. You know, you can feel the breeze there. And you're like, I know this is happening, but I don't have the F's to give to fix it because I'm trying to wrangle these guys in their seat. So she got him in their seat. She got the fruits and veg in the car. And then she sat in the driver's seat and just took a pause. And you can see her, like, let out her breath. Her eyes were closed. And I just wanted to be like, good job. You needed that breath. And you took it. Yes. You just managed to wrangle all of these things. Yeah. And so you're doing it. So I see you. I see you and amazing. Your butt crack. And I celebrate you both.
Oh, I love that. So this brings kind of sadness to my heart, but a friend of ours, mm-hmm. of both of ours, was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. And just a pause right now, like, listeners, this woman is an incredible woman and mom. She has two, you know, elementary age kids. And so if you can just close your eyes and send her some amazing vibes or prayers, that would be just so appreciated. But I have just been watching her. She's blogging about her journey.
Yeah.
I took her food the other day, and I'm just, like, blown away by the fact she gets out of bed. She is writing. She's thinking about this this journey that she's on. And, I mean, she's helping her kids are starting a new school this year. Like, she's helping them transition to this new school. And I see her strength.
Yeah.
I see it, Lisa. And I just want to celebrate and just know that I want her to know that she is being seen. Like, her strength and her smile and just the way that she is moving through this journey. Like, I see it and I am so inspired.
Yeah.
So inspired.
Yeah. Everyone who's seeing it is inspired by the way she's moving, because hello, that is enough. That news enough is just lay down, let whatever come, you know, to set you back into this depression that just overcomes you, because she's too young. Like, there's no good age for cancer. This is not it, if there were, right? And she's doing it, and it's incredible. So we see you, Lisa, for sure. We also, to pick it up just a little bit, we received a message after our youth sports mini from Catherine, a listener named Catherine, saying she was going to sit down with her husband and make him listen to the podcast, because she just realized when we were talking that she does that and he does that, and that they need to have the hard conversation about how to behave at their kids' sporting events, essentially. And I just thought, oh my gosh, the boldness it takes to tell your husband, like, listen, we're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
We're not honoring our kids' what they really want in this situation. Mm-hmm. Mama, I see you. That is incredible. Mm-hmm. And good on you for that.
Absolutely. So, you guys, the list goes on and on. Modern motherhood is hard.
Yes.
It's so hard. I think motherhood probably has always been hard, but I feel like it's really hard in 2016 sometimes. And so we want to celebrate just those little things and also the really big things that are really important and that could be celebrated.
Yeah.
So what have you witnessed lately? Listener, help us add to this list by commenting on Facebook or shooting us an email. It's really about these small victories. They end up adding up to this really big, beautiful life.
Yeah.
Mama Bears, today's dare is twofold. First, we dare you to take the time to figure out what you care about. You have a limited amount of F's to give, so make them count. Once you've decided what moves you, let the rest go. You can do this kindly and lovingly in a way that doesn't make you come across as rude, but that makes you come across as a woman who knows her own mind. So know your mind, Mama Bears. Find your priorities and live a life of integrity and authenticity. And mamas, we dare you to celebrate little victories. Pat yourself on the back when you buckle your child into the car seat. Give yourself a grin when you survive grocery shopping with toddlers. Offer a toast over your morning coffee after you acknowledge the fact that you got everyone out the door in the morning and no one, like, broke an arm or is worse for the wear. Notice those around you. When you see a friend, a sister, or a stranger do something that you understand took more than an ounce of courage or conviction or even cleverness, say so. Mm-hmm. Make it a practice to look for the highlights and celebrate them. It's these little victories that add up to a great big life full of love and more love.
Yeah. Oh, that is so amazing. So, listeners, tell us what your F's are about. Like, where are you at? Where are you standing? If you put it on our page, your friends will see it. So do you want to subtly tell them, hey, don't give an F's about this. Sorry, not sorry. Then comment below on our Facebook, Instagram, or tweet at us. We would love to have the conversation We will link to the book in our show notes, so check that out at mamabeardarespodcast.com. You can email us too. We have a lot of people who don't love social media. I don't understand you, because I have a lot of Fs. I give a lot of Fs about social media, but I honor that in you. So email us at mamabeardares@gmail.com. And you guys, you're telling us about your friends who are doing cool things. We've loved getting emails and messages about women we should check out. These are some of the ways we've learned about the really cool things that you guys are doing. So feel free to shoot us an email or something if you have a friend who you think needs to be honored in a bigger way than just a comment on our page, right?
Absolutely.
Do that. Find us on our social media pages. Join the conversation. Join the community. You are a vital part of this. We give a lot of Fs about each and every one of you.
That's right. We do. And meet us back here on Monday for an interview with a woman that you've probably never heard of, but you're going to love.
You're going to love her. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get into it.